just speaking to an enterprise sales leader. He actually heads up all of North America at the sales org, about 800 reps in total across the world. And a big key part of their growth in 2024 is pivoting to an outbound-led sales motion. And I've worked with dozens of clients and supported them through this. Clients with 5 account executives and clients with hundreds of account executives. It's a really big pivot. And if you're listening to this and you're trying to reduce your sales org's reliance on SDRs, you know, costly marketing leads, maybe you're trying to move up market into more enterprise accounts that don't come traditionally through inbound channels. Maybe you've launched some new products or services and cross-selling and upselling within existing customers is going to be a big focus. You're definitely going to like this one. So before we get into it today, thanks for checking out Outbound Squad. If you're a sales leader and you have account executives and SDRs and you want them picking up the phone, sending more emails, landing more qualified meetings to build pipeline, especially outbound pipeline, you're definitely in the right place. So if you're pivoting your sales org to an outbound-led sales motion, there's very prominent mistakes that I've seen companies make that I want to help you avoid. So I'm going to go through the mistakes. I'm going to give some alternatives to those and really just give you some ideas. And again, this is something I've helped dozens of organizations do, and I want to help you avoid some of those mistakes. So number one is what I call paradox of choice. This has to do with how you enable reps around account selection. One of the worst things that you can do is let your reps work their account list from top to bottom. Inbound, by nature, there's prioritization built into the workflow, right? These are people raising their hand. They're coming through. They're requesting demos, or maybe it's an introduction through a channel partnership, whatever it might be. The action that the prospect is taking helps the rep prioritize spending time on them. It's pretty obvious, right? That's why we like inbound leads. With outbound, if you don't take the time to prioritize what accounts you're going to reach out to, your reps are going to waste a lot of time going after bad opportunities. So you want to do the opposite of that. You want to hyper-focus. You want to help them prioritize specific industry verticals, specific personas. There's a whole exercise you can do around LinkedIn Sales Navigator to prioritize newly hired executives, intro opportunities, past employees of current customers. Do not let your reps be paralyzed by all the choices they have to make. Give them some guidance and help them focus. Number two is messaging. One of the biggest mistakes that I see folks make, I see this all the time, is marketing or sales enablement or even sales leaders in a silo will write cold email sequences and just hand something to a rep that is just absolutely atrocious, if I'm being honest. And then they complain about the fact that it doesn't work when they don't even let the reps customize the messaging that they're sending out. When you don't allow your reps to participate in the creation of the process and especially the messaging, there's just less buy-in. So what you want to do instead is run messaging workshops with your top account executives, your top SDRs, CSMs, people in customer-facing roles where they've interacted with customers before and they have a really, really good idea of their priorities, their problems, how they get the job done outside of your solution, their desired outcomes, et cetera. And I'm going to run a workshop or two, and I'm going to flesh out those key components: priorities, current solution, problems with those current solutions, and then aspirations. From that, you have a messaging matrix that can then be repurposed for cold emails, cold calls, et cetera. But get everyone to speak a common language. Number three, frontline leaders. And again, I see this one a lot too. And this is starting to become more of a trend, but Andy Paul's got some data he referenced. I can't remember exactly what the numbers were, but it was something along the lines of sales training is a multi-billion dollar industry and 90% of it gets spent on reps and less than 10% on leaders. And not providing training for your frontline leaders to reinforce and coach outbound and really creating a culture where they rub shoulders with reps and do the activity with them is a huge mistake. It's kind of like having a sports team. Could you imagine? I play basketball. Could you imagine having a coach that doesn't know how to play basketball or that doesn't know how to tell you if you're doing something right or wrong? You would never, it's so silly, you would never even imagine that would happen. Yet it happens in sales all the time. You have managers that Some of them have never had to do outbound before, yet they're asking someone on their team to do outbound, and they are both unwilling to do it and unable to do the activity. You have to prioritize reinforcement with your frontline leaders. They need to know how to do it themselves. They need to know how to train, coach it. They need to know how to score and provide scorecarding for it. They need to do all of those things. It needs to be incorporated into one-on-ones. Fourth mistake, not creating internal champions. So we have champions in sales. And the reason why we have champions is the influence on the prospect side of someone that actually works there is 10 times greater than the influence of the rep. The same thing works internally. When a rep, not a leader, when a rep is doing what leadership wants them to do and excelling at it and has good things to say, that creates more buy-in. So a way that you can do that is have your managers be really intentional about creating some of those internal champions, like literally having conversations with them. And then I want CRO down to publicly celebrate people that are excelling at outbound and the wins that they're getting. So deals that are closed, big meetings that are won, accounts you're breaking into, et cetera. Number five, I think it was, right? One, two, three. Yeah, number five, unclear expectations. So setting arbitrary activity metrics, not setting guidelines around collaboration between AE and SDR, not providing clear self-sourcing guidelines to AEs. These are all common mistakes that I see. You want to get really crystal clear with expectations. And maybe what you do is roll this out with a pilot group first. So if you have 500 reps, you might take a pocket of your 100 that run mid-market and do a test on a pilot with them first to establish some of these metrics. But you want to focus on quality meetings completed and opportunities created with more of a focus on opportunity creation and pipeline creation from those meetings, more so than the meetings themselves. You do need to set up some guidelines around activity and effort. There should be a minimum expectation, but the focus really should be on the outcomes that they're driving. And then I also want to set up clear guidelines for SDRs and AEs. The big mistake that I see is this dynamic that starts to form where an AE is like the SDR's boss and they say things like, my SDR, I can't stand that, it drives me crazy. They're coworkers, they are peers. So you need to provide really clear guidelines around how they work accounts, what guidance account executives should provide to them, et cetera. And last but not least, common mistake is a lack of weekly focus. What I see a lot is at SKO, we get the team pumped up to do outbound. We talk about all these great logos we put on a slide about, yeah, our goal is to break into these Fortune 1000 logos this year. And then we don't even talk about it again for another quarter or two. So lack of weekly training, coaching, enablement around outbound, all of those things are a huge mistake. So what you need to do to operationalize this is look at the touch points that are already happening organically on a regular basis. There should be one-on-ones every week that the manager is doing with the rep. There should be a team meeting each week that they're doing. There's usually a monthly review, or a quarterly business review. So whatever those natural touch points are where a meeting is already taking place on a recurring basis, a portion of that needs to be dedicated to outbound enablement. So your enablement sessions, your team sessions, the enablement that is provided to leaders, most importantly, a portion of what you're already doing needs to be dedicated to outbound. That's putting habit stacking into play. That's a much easier rollout than creating additional meetings for people to show up to. So take what they're already doing and make this a part of it. So again, I've helped dozens of organizations with this. If you're needing some help with this, send me an email. It's jason@outboundsquad.com. Would be happy to talk to you about it and see if we can help you with this. This is not an easy thing to do. It takes multiple quarters to pull off. But if you avoid some of those mistakes that we talked about today, you're literally going to prevent yourself from wasting months or quarters of time that you can't get back with your team. That's all I got for you today. Thanks for tuning in. If you like this episode, give us an honest review or rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and we'll see you next episode.